Welcome. In this advanced lesson, we'll build a playable GrooveAware Dub Siren patch in Ableton Live 12, a 0T Ableton Live 12 Dub Siren framework blueprint for 90s inspired darkness. I'll guide you through a focused workflow using livestock devices, groove pool timing, and performance macros so the siren sits in the drum and bass pocket and sounds dark, musical, and expressive. Lesson overview first. We'll design a wave-eatable-based siren with layered oscillators and FM-like harmonics, set up pitch-bendable sweeps and tremolo motion, shape form and character with auto-filter and frequency shifter, add a dub effects chain, and lock the siren to a drum groove using the groove pool. You'll get performance macros, sidechain routing, and automation ideas so the siren behaves like a rhythmic instrument in a mix. What you'll build: a wave-eatable siren rack with two oscillators, subtle FM, glide and pitch envelope for downward sweeps, band pass and formant movement using auto filter and frequency shifter, an FX chain with saturator, redux, echo and reverb tuned for dubstyle feedback and stereo motion, a mapped macro rack for glide, filter shape, echo intensity, frequency shifter and overall grit, an 8-bar MIDI pattern glued to a drum loop via groove pool timing and velocity, plus sidechain ducking to the drums. Preparation. Set your project tempo to a drum and bass range, typically 170-175 BPM, and load your drum loop or programmed breakbeat. Create a new MIDI track named Siren Rack and drop in Wave-Eatable. A. Synth Bass. Wave-Eatable Setup Oscillator Setup. Choose a bright Wave-Eatable for OSC 1. Octave 0. Fine-tune slightly up 7/12 cents. Add OSC 2 an octave up, or with a squarish timbre. Lower in level and attuned a few cents for phase movement. FM. Use OSC 2 as a subtle modulator. Add a small linear FM amount in the 0.8-2.0 range for metallic, vocalish harmonics. Voices and glide. Set voices to 1/3 depending on whether you want a mono glide or a slight chorus. Enable portamento and set glide time around 5300 ms. Map glide to macro 1. Pitch envelope. Create a pitch envelope with a fast attack 520 ms. Long decay 500-1500 ms, low sustain and short release. Route it to coarse pitch, with an amount of around minus 8 to minus 24 semitones to create playable downward sweeps. B. Filter and formant shaping. Insert auto filter after wave-eatable. Use bandpass or a state variable filter with Q around 1.2-2.0. Start cutoff low, 200-600 Hz. And map cutoff to macro 2. Add frequency shifter after the filter. Use small offsets of 114 Hz and keep dry slash wet 20-40% for subtle vocal color. Map its amount to a macro or an LFO. For dramatic moments, push the wet higher to 50-70% for eerie movement. Optionally, automate the offset with pitch sweeps to create vowel shifts. C. Dynamics and grit chain and saturator after the frequency shifter and use a soft sine or analog clip curve. Drive a couple dB for warmth. Add redux sparingly to give control digital grit. Subtlety is key. Use EQ8 to high pass below 60-80 Hz, make a mid-range dip around 300-600 Hz if needed, and a gentle presence boost around 1-3K Hz. Apply light, compression or glue-to-glue movement, and set up sidechain input from the kick or drum bus so the siren breathes with a groove. D. Dub effects and space. Insert echo with sync set to 1/8 or dotted 1/8 depending on feel. Feedback in the 30-60% range works well. Use echo's internal filter to low pass the feedback loop so repeats get darker. Map echo feedback or dry slash wet to macro 3 for on-the-fly control. Use reverb with small predelay, medium-large size, but keep dry slash wet low, around 10-25%, so the siren remains articulated. Place utility before the master output and narrow low frequencies to mono. Map width to macro 4 so you can widen or collapse stereo as needed. E. Performance macros and modulation. Build an instrument rack and map these macros. Macro 1 equals glide. Macro 2 equals filter cutoff slash formant. Macro 3 equals echo intensity. Macro 4 equals frequency shifter amount or stereo width. Macro 5 equals saturator drive slash redux for intensity. Use Wave-Eatable's internal LFOs. One slow free-running LFO for long evolving position drift, and a synced LFO at 1/8 or 1/16 for rhythmic wobble on frequency shifter or filter. Choose retrigger behavior based on whether you need per note consistency or continuous motion. F. Groove. Timing, swing and placement. Extract a groove from your drum loop by dragging it into the groove pool. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip with sparse notes, long-held notes for sweeps and short hits for staccato variations. Apply the groove's timing and velocity to the clip. Start with timing around 40-60 and velocity around 20-40 to let the siren breathe with the drums. Tweak groove strength. Increase timing if the siren needs to lag. Reduce if it's too loose. Use fine manual nudges of 410 ms for that haunting lag characteristic of 90s darkness. Map MIDI velocity to filter envelope amount or macro 5 so stronger hits open filter and add grit. J. Creating pitch sweep performance. Use the clip's pitch bend lane for long downward sweeps. Consider plus or minus 12 semitones or more and draw smooth curved ramps. Map a macro to global pitch or transpose for live sweep control. For different characters, use short staccato notes with big pitch envelopes for urgent sirens, and long sustained notes with slow pitch envelopes for melancholic swells. H. Mixing into the drum and bass groove. Sidechain the siren to the drum bus with a compressor. Fast attack. Medium release so the siren ducks without losing presence. Carve conflicting frequencies where the bass lives. Notch 200-400 hc in the siren if the bass hogs that region. Keep low-end mono and enforce it with utility. I. Performance and automation ideas. Map pitch wheel to bend range and mod wheel to echo feedback. Record live macro moves into arrangement for organic performances. Automate macro 3 echo to increase feedback during breakdowns for classic dub swells. Use clip follow actions or different clips to trigger short versus long siren variations that match your arrangement. The 0T Ableton Live 12 Dub Siren Framework Blueprint for 90s Inspired Darkness is structured so you can play, automate, and fit the siren into a drum and bass groove while retaining the dark, analog-ish aesthetic of the 90s. Common mistakes to watch for: overquantizing the siren to the grid. Use groove pool and tiny manual nudges instead. Too much reverb or delay wetness. The siren can wash out and mask drums and bass. Excessive stereo in the low end. This causes phase issues on club systems. Keep subs mono. Overdriving effects too early in the chain. Place saturator after filter shaping and use redux sparingly. Forgetting to sidechain or EQ against the bass leads to a muddy mix. Static LFOs that never retrigger. For per note expression, ensure retriggering or use clip envelopes. Pro tips: use legato and mono voice mode for natural portamento between notes. Record macro moves as automation to retain a live 0T feel. Automate frequency shifter and echo feedback together. Small shifts at the tail of echoes create vowel-like textures. Try two parallel layers, a clean low-pass layer for pitch and a gritty bit-crushed high-pass layer for character, blended via a macro. Map velocity to both filter and echo send so stronger notes throw more echoes. For a vocal quality, layer a resampled vowel sample in Simpler and run it through the same FX chain. Sync to your sweeps. Mini practice exercise. Objective: produce 3 8-bar siren variations locked to a drum loop 1. Load a drum loop at 174 BPM and extract its groove to the groove pool. 2. Make a 2-osc wave-eatable siren with a pitch envelope and auto filter. Save as sirenbass.adg. 3. Create 3 8-bar MIDI clips. Variation a tight. Timing equals 25. Velocity equals 10. Short staccato sweeps. Echo feedback 20%. Variation be loose. Timing equals 55. Velocity equals 35. Long sustains. Nudge notes back 5-10 ms. Echo feedback 45%. More frequency shifter. Variation C extreme. Timing equals 70. An aggressive redux, echo feedback 70%, and automate macro 5 to ramp up mid-loop. 4. Sidechain siren to drum bus and set compressor to subtle ducking. 5. Bounce each variation and compare in context with drums and bass, then tweak groove values to taste. Recap: you build a modular 0T Ableton Live 12 Dub Siren Framework Blueprint for 90s Inspired Darkness using wave-eatable, auto-filter, frequency shifter, echo, saturator and groove pool. Core elements are pitch envelopes and glide for sweeps, bandpass slash form and shaping, subtle digital grit, and groove locking via groove pool plus micro nudges. Macros, sidechain, velocity mapping and controlled effects keep the siren rhythmic, expressive and mix friendly. Final notes before you jump in. Think like an accompanist. The siren should complement the drums and bass, not fight them. Less is more. Small timely moves make the biggest musical impact. Save your siren rack as a template. Record live macro performances, and iterate variations. Now open Live 12, follow the steps, save your siren rack, and start turning simple tones into haunting, dark, musical siren voices you can perform and automate within your drum and bass tracks.